So really, this is the Shulchan Aruch Shir. So probably the best is to do it in Shulchan Aruch, and even though to get to Shulchan Aruch, there's the Gemara's and then the Rishonim, etc. But that will come out from the Shulchan Aruch itself, and then maybe we'll trace it backwards to some of the things that are relevant. Okay, so to start off, Simon Pei Zayin Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, entitled Be'ezo Basar Noeg Din Basar B'Chalav Ve'Heich Nikra Bishul. What kind of meat? You don't have the title there, but what type of meat do we have a problem with Basar B'Chalav? We'll see. That's discussed. Ve'Heich Nikra Bishul. At what point is it going to be considered Bishul? Now remember, there are three. It's going to say right here. Kasa B'Torah Lusav Hashal Gadiv V'Chalev Imo Gimel Pamin. Right, that pasuk appears three times over the course of the Torah. So what are those three used for? So Echad L'Isser Bishul, Ve'Echad L'Isser Achil, Ve'Echad L'Isser Hana. One is to teach that there is an Isser D'Oraisa to cook Basar V'Chalav. One is to teach that there's an Isser D'Oraisa to eat Basar V'Chalav. And finally, the last one is L'Isser Hana, in order that you're not allowed to get benefit from Basar V'Chalav either. Okay, so people don't necessarily realize that, but that's something very important to keep in mind, right? But cooking Basar V'Chalav is an Isser D'Oraisa. And that is that's part of what we'll discuss over the course of tonight. Fine. So v'hotzi achila the lashon bishul lomar she'eno aser min haTorah ela derech bishul v'amidu rabbanon aser b'chol inyan. So he's saying now if the idea of these lo tivashel gadli v'chalevi mos is to teach these three yisurim, so why don't they just say that? Why does it say lo tochel gadli v'chalevi mos? Why does it have to say lo tivashel three times? So it explains to teach you she'eino aser min haTorah el derech bishul, that you only violate the Issur D'Oraisa if it was cooked in a regular way. Avamid Rabban aser b'chol inyan, but to eat cooking meat and meal together anyways, there might be Issur D'Rabbanans involved. Issur D'Rabbanans with a lot of these things. But D'Oraisa, you only violate it if it is what you call derech bishul. So in theory, one could take a cheeseburger and not violate Basar V'Chalav D'Oraisa. Right? It could be that you are violating Basar V'Chalav D'Oraisa, right, but it could very well be that you're not.
It's a whole burger that you put a piece of cheese on.
Salami and cheese if you just slapped it.
A salami and cheese, okay. Right. Really? They put the cheese on while they're... I don't know. Okay.
The cheese melts.
So that's why I said possibly it might be derived, because remember that the shita of the Maharshal that we talked about in Hilchos Shabbos about the Dover Gush. Right? So in theory, a hamburger would be a Dover Gush, so technically if you're taking a piece of cheese and putting it on a hot hamburger, even if it's not on the grill, you might be cooking it, okay? But that's way down the line.
Does that imply that if you took cold cuts and cheese and put them together,
right,
it wasn't cooked?
Right, correct. If you took cold cuts and cheese and put them together on one bun and you eat it together, so I highly not recommend it as a rabbi, representative of the Durabunans, but an enforcer of the Durabunans. But there might not be an Issur D'Oraisa. Issur Hana would be the same thing. Issur Hana would only be if it was derech bishul, if it was cooked together. If it wasn't cooked together, so there may not be an Issur of Hana.
But
now,
excuse me? The Rabbanan, it would be like you couldn't sell it to an Asher.
Sure. Dirabanan, it would be. Whoa, that perhaps maybe not. Now, what we're going to see next is how much of this carries over to the Dirabanans. I mean, there are a couple ways for things to be Dirabanan now. One way for it to be Dirabanan is perhaps not to be meat, but rather some other thing that chicken. So chicken is a din d'rabbanan. Yeah, that's obvious. Not so obvious, but obvious enough that we'll just throw it out now before seeing it inside. Other ways that you start wondering about things d'rabbanan or not is that here. If you take a look at the Ramah makes a comment here, not necessarily disagreeing with anything the Mechaber said, but he writes here: kol basar b'chalav. Right, she'eino aser min haTorah mutar b'hana. Right, any basar v'chalav that isn't Issur D'Oraisa is permissible to have hana from. So there you go. So if the basar v'chalav was not actually cooked together, at least according to the Ramah, right, you could sell it, you could deal with it, you could get hana from it. That seems to be what he is saying. Other variables that we've thrown is, let's say it's not. If it's not meat, let's say it is meat, but it's not kosher meat, Let's say it's not a kosher animal. Let's say it's not shechted properly. Let's say it's any of those scenarios to do the hilchos of basar v'chalav set in. So to get into that discussion, so we will skip sif beis and go straight on to sif gil. Sif beis defines chalav. Right, there's a couple different things to define. You have to find basar, you have to find chalav, you have to find what the mixtures are. So let's go to gimel. So Eino noheg ela bebasar behema tahora, bechalav behema tahora. So he's quoting a Mishnah here. There's a Mishnah in Chulin that it's only noheg by basar behema tahora, bechalav behema tahora if it's a kasher meat with kasher milk. Aval basar tahora bechalav tameo, basar tameo bechalav tahora. But if either one is not kosher, right? Mutarin bebishul uvehana. Right, it's permissible to have for bishul and for na, right? Mutter, not even the rabban.
So you could work in a non-kosher pizza shop.
No. It's pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza is basar v'chalav d'oraisa. That's right. Good point. Right. Correct. Pepperoni comes from a pig?
Yeah.
Yes.
Always? It has to? Okay.
Unless it's fake. If
it were not, if it were not shechted properly, would it still be...
So nevela is the big question. That's what we'll discuss. That's the famous question.
But so you were going on to the fact that it's maybe... but if it was like... I'm not sure what they put on pizza, to tell you the truth. But if it was like cow, a derivative of a cow, it would not be...
No, it would not be okay. It would not be okay, right.
So ground beef would not be
right, okay. Meatball, even on the kosher chicken, on the kosher pizza boxes, right, so they have the choices of toppings on the side, you know, we could check off, right, so sometimes, so pepperoni and meatballs are available, so I'm not sure I recommend owning a non-kosher pizza store. I'm not sure I recommend owning a piece of kosher one either. certainly non-kosher ones, that would be a problem. Okay, so o basar tamei b'chalav tahor mutarim bebishul uvahana u basar chaya v'of. Now this is chaya b'chalav is actually also the rabbanon, but o basar chaya v'of afilu b'chalav tahora mutar bebishul uvahana. Right, basar chaya v'of. Right, chayos are these deer. Right, bison. Do you know that? Or are you suggesting that?
Bison?
You've had it in my house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Rav Shachter was very fond of pointing out that bison are kosher, and they're very excited to say that it was kosher because they don't have any holes in the lung. You don't even have to look for trefos by bison, which he would add on. Apparently they don't smoke. So So afilu b'chalav mutar mutar b'bishul uvahana. Right, va'af ba'achila eino aser el midurabanan. So chay b'chalav and uf b'chalav, even to eat it is only an iser durabanan. Aval dagim v'chagavim ein v'hem iser afilu midurabanan. However, fish and the grasshoppers. So, ein behem isra afilu midurabban. That is not even an issue durabban. You're allowed to have dag v'chalav. You're allowed to have bagels and lox. Right? Don't worry about it. We're not going to answer that tonight. Okay. So the question then comes up. Okay. So where did the mechaber get these ideas from? Is it so clear that if it's not basar v'chalav de'oraisa, if it's not basar v'chalav, that's bishul de'oraisa, that the other ideas fall away? Is that so posh? Is that so clear? So where did he get that from? So he's really quoting from the Rambam. Not all of it is so befeirish in the Mishnah and Gemara, but the Rambam understood that. And really, the Shulchan Aruch is a quote from the Rambam. And on the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah explains how we got that, and why it might not be so posh. Okay, so let's take a look. The third source down is the Magen Mishnah. So Mefarish Rabbeinu Dehai Levasha Lechol Hu Velishna Dekra Denaka Deiva Bishul Below Achila Lo Nesra Chayva Of. afilu midivrehem shelo asu yosam el ba'achila bilvad. That the whole language in the pasuk is bishul and achila. That if the ibe bishul below achila. But to just cook it and not to eat it, so there was never an iser by chayav and oaf, v'afilu midivrayim, even derabanan, shelo asro sam el ba'achila bilvad, mifnei achilas baser behema hamatzoi, lest one will also come to eat baser v'chalav. I mean, the only prohibition, the only din derabanan that was placed on chayav and chalav and oaf and chalav was to eat it. But the other things were never imposed deoraisa. They were never imposed derabana. Okay, so to cook it together and to get a nut together would be okay. Velo ya of a bishul vana lo nasru velo yafukocham mi baser behema tahora im chalav temeya. Right, because they're no better, or they're no stronger. There's no reason for them to be stronger than baser behema tahora im chalav tameya. Right, so shemutarim bebishul uvahana. Right, that behema tahora with chalav tameya, or chalav tahora with behema tameya. Right, one of those where one of them is not kosher. Right, so one of them is not kosher. So the Mishnah there is clear that's only usur to eat. But it's mutter bevishal uvehana kaniska lamala, as was stated above. Whereas mina was stated above, it was the previous halach in the Rambam, right? So the previous halach in the Rambam says the thing about the either if the meat's not kosher or the milk's not kosher, you're not going to violate basa v'chal, and therefore you're allowed to cook it and you're free to get anna from it. And then the Rambam continues and says v'chein by oaf and by chaya. Now the problem is the Gemara never said anything about oaf and chaya. Right, the Rambam is saying, just as like there, so too by here. Now, the Magna Mishnah is going to point out that there is a significant problem with that. Alma lo gazu bishul vahana, atu bishul vahana. Did I skip something? Lo nasu v'lo v'vasu v'hem v'tahor im chalav t'meya, shemitar b'vishul v'hana k'nisku l'mala. Alma, there we go, Alma, the end of the third line. Alma lo gazu bishul vahana, atu bishul v'hana, v'ein ha'gezeira el al-chila bilvad. So therefore, we're not going to be gozer bishul v'hana, atu the real problems of bishul v'hana, because we see that the commission itself didn't put gezeros on bishul v'hana, where the violation of basar v'chalav isn't going to be violated d'oraisa. Okay, so we're good so far. So now the Magen Mishnah, however, said, anybody have a problem with that before we go on? Yeah.
What if there's raw chicken and you put cheese on it, but it's not cooked together? Would that is eating that forbidden also d'rabbanan? Or is it...
Yes, no, that would be an issue derabban.
It's just
yes.
Like if it was cooked, the same thing.
Yeah, it would be an issue derabban.
Because originally you said you're allowed to benefit from it, but not...
Right, but you're not allowed to eat it. That's...
Yeah, but you said cooking it, I don't know.
No, that's also d'oraisa. That's the problem, d'oraisa. But derabban
is... Chicken
also. So, at the end of the day, there are no kulas for chicken, right? We think, oh, chicken maybe is right, derabanan, you could say something like kula, and pretty much knock out all the kulas for chicken. Chicken is considered like meat, l'maisa. Okay, so va'af al pi shiyesh libchos, and now the Magen Mishnah raises the problem, okay, no, it came with this difficulty. Va'af al pi shiyesh libchos, this shiny hasam, that you could raise the question and say that case is different, meaning what case is different? The behema temeya with chalav tahora, or the chalav temeya with behema tahora, right, even though you could say that case is different. Sheish echad mehem kvar asur b'achila ve'ein lachush shema yochlam, right, that one of them is already an iser d'oraisa, and there is no concern lest one comes and eats it. Aval b'chayev ha'of b'chalav shkol echad bifnei atzmo heter gazur al abishul v'al hana. So, but by oaf and chalav, where each one is mutter by themselves, perhaps we should put a gezera on bishul and on hana, shema yavo lidei iser achila, lest one comes to have an iser achila as well. V'shechem shegazru be'iser ba'al ha'ala al shulchan kmo shi'isbar ha'perek ze'ez, as the same way that there's a gezeir to put both basar and chalav on the same table, which we'll get to later on. Right, v'che'el achada zeh, v'che'el achada gezeir, and say it's all one gezeir. Zeh das rabbeinu, shelo nasru el b'achila bilvad. However, the Rambam felt, right, that it only asered achila bilvad. Right, so Nagamish is raising a question. He's saying, well, wait a second. Just because behema tahora with chalav tamea, you don't have to worry about bishul and hana, that may be because you wouldn't eat it by itself. You wouldn't eat it at all. I mean, it is already an issur d'oraisa in place. But by of and chalav, where there is none, maybe I would think that the issur d'rabbanan should apply to that as well. That's the Magamishna's kasha. Right, the Rambam, however, comes and says, no, but it's okay, it's mutter, and that's how we pass it. We pass it that by chicken, the chalav, so the isurim the isurim of bishul, the isurim of the other one, of hana, don't set it. Okay. However, so that solves many of the difficulties. However, there still is a difficulty concerning nevela v'chalav, which actually, in a way, might be the most relevant because that's what's out there. Right? That's what's out there. So, what about nevela v'chalav? Is there an iser d'oraisa of achilas baser v'chalav if you eat nevela v'chalav? If you eat most of the besides violating the Isser of Nevela, you also violate the Isser of Basar Chalav. So this already is a question that was raised in the Gemara. The Gemara, well, not exactly. The Gemara didn't exactly figure out the details of that. So Itmar, let's see, the four, source number four, the Gemara says, Itmar, Hamavashel Chalav Chalav B'Chalav. There you go. Hamavashel Chalav B'Chalav. Let's say you take Chalav and mix that with Chalav. I mean, it's the same, would be the same as Nevela. I mean, Chalav comes from a kosher animal. By definition, it comes from a kosher animal, I think.
But
it's Asim, right? So if I mix Chalav, non-kosher fat, from a kosher animal, with milk, so do I violate? What do I violate? So Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi, Chad Amar Loke, Chad Amar Ein Loke. One says you get Malkus for the Basar V'Chalav, and the other one says no. Sleima Baha Kamiflgi, the Manda Amar Loke Kasavar. The one says you get Malkus Kasavar Isser Chal Al Isser. Umanda Amar Ein Loke Kasavar Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So just say that the whole Machlokus is revolving around this question that's out there. Do we have something called Isser Chal Al Isser? If there's something that's already Usser, can there be another Isser that will fall upon it? That's the question that we want to raise. So if you say that yes, then you get Malkus. And if you say that no, then you won't get Malkus. So that's one suggestion. Then the Gemara rejects that. Lo, the Chuli Alma Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. No, really everybody holds that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, Achila the Chuli Alma Lo Pligi De Lo Lucky. And everybody would also say that by eating, everybody would agree that you don't get Malkus. So what is the dispute about? On Bishul, right? Does the Isser of Bishul apply to this Chalav and Chalav, which actually would be relevant, because if it's not kosher animals, but some of them don't do nicker, they don't get rid of the fats, but it would also apply to Nevela, regular Nevela, right? The same question should apply there as well. So kipligi abishul. So mandamer loke chadus.
Can I say I'm sorry, I'm a little lost because the kuli amar lo pligi the lucky, but he's still guilty of eating the chalav, but he's not loke for the basar v'chalav.
Right. Ein iser chal. Right. That's what he said. This is kuli amar ein iser chal iser. So once the chalav is aser, it can't become more aser by having milk poured on it. Okay. However, they maybe say maybe he should get malchus though for cooking it together. So manda amar loke chadi surahu. The one who says that it gets malchus is chadi surahu, meaning it's one iser, meaning it's one, must be one separate iser. I don't have a Rashi in front of me. That's what it means. That it must be one separate iser, that the bishul is an iser. Umanda amar eno loke lahachi afkar achmana lahachi b'loshon bishul. The one who says you don't get malchus, that's because achila was put in the language of bishul. That's all combined. And that makes it all combined. Therefore, it's all
But we just got finished saying that it was more of a chiddush, so to speak,
to make Bishul and Hana Asur Durabanan and Achila Asur Durabanan. Because even though the Pasuk uses the language of Bishul, its primary understanding is Achila. Right? Now here, this is a little bit strange. Here we say the Pelev, you can, if you're not going to be culpable for eating it together, because Ein Isser Chal on Isser, you could still be culpable for cooking it, right? Because that would be some kind of a prior sin, right?
Right.
In the process, like two sins, one happening before the other, right? So that's from the standpoint of whether if you were forbidden to eat it, you would also be forbidden to Rabbanan to cook it. It doesn't fit the way we just spoke about, something that wasn't kosher, like pig.
Right. Rashi explains as follows: Ki pligi abishal, by mandamer lokech chad isurus. He doesn't explain that second line, but he does explain. Right, Rashi explains that it's only usher to cook with basar v'chalav. Hilchach gabi bishul in kan ella iser basar v'chalav. Right, that by bishul there is only a problem of basar v'chalav. Right, there's only an iser basar v'chalav. So therefore, you would be kibulah bishul mandamer loke chad isuruhu. That is an Isser, right? That there's still that Isser, therefore he would get Malkus. However you read it, it's got to be that he's going to get Malkus on it. You're violating Basavachal. That it gets rid of it because of the Achila, that because really we're just covering up Achila Belashon Bishul. That really the Isser always is Achila. And just the Isser of Bishul and the Isser of Hana all come from Achila.
Are extensions.
Are all extensions of Achila.
Right. Right. So that second position kind of fits the way we were talking about pig a moment ago. But the first
pig.
One...
My pig.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Right. Okay. I know. But, yeah.
So the extension view, whereas the first position here about Chela perhaps being usher for Bishul, we would have to come up with some new reason for extending for having the Isser Derabanan hal on the Bishul of the Chalev. Maybe because Chalev comes from a kosher animal.
Right. It would be, because it comes from a kosher animal, therefore, Bishul Basav Chalev.
Right, is Chal at the right level.
Right.
Okay, and so therefore you, okay.
Right, okay, yeah. Good, and then the Ikadami, and so have the opposite side. We're now the end of the third to last or fourth to last line. The Ikadami abishal kuliyama lo pligi delaki. That everybody agrees that you do get malchus ki pligi aachila. Right, that abishal everybody agree that you do get malchus. They argue about eating. Mandamer eino loke da'ines achalisa. One says you don't get malchus because eines achalisa. Mandamer loke lahachi afkar achmana la'achila v'lashem bishal. Therefore, we put achila in language of bishal, given that bishal loki achila nami loke. Right, the opposite pshat. That just because you get malchus on bishal, so certainly you would get malchus on achila as well. So therefore, you would get malchus even on achila. So v'ibeisim amar amarchadu amar marchadu v'lo pligida. Each one said one. And they don't actually dispute. I'm not sure what that means, but it comes out with that it sounds like Lamaisa from this Gemara that you would get Malkus for Bishul, but you would not get Malkus for Achila. Omar Marchar Mandamar Loke Kaya Bishul, Bechada Yisurahu, Mandamar Ein Loke Kaya Achila, Dim Lo Hisru Bo Mishum Achilas Chelev, Ela Mishum Basu Vachalev, Ein Loke Delo Asi Yisur Basu Vachalev, Vachal A Yisur Chelev. Right. Okay, so that's what we hold in that Gemara, right? So Bishul, it sounds like at the end, at least, it's not totally clear, but at least it sounds like that one would get Malkus for Bishul and one would not get Malkus for Achila, because you're already getting Malkus for Achila because of the Isser of Chalev. Right? Rashi throws in the caveat, the difference if a person gets the Hasra is about eating Basar V'Chalev, right? If the warning is about eating Basar V'Chalev, and he wouldn't get Malkus, because he's not violating Basar V'Chalev, he's only violating Caleb. Okay?
You could get Malkus for any Caleb in its own right.
My theory, but if he didn't get Asura, then
right.
He gets off.
But the punishment of Malchus suggests that he's violated the Rabbanan prohibition, correct?
No, Malchus the Oraisa.
Oh, Malchus the Oraisa.
Malchus okay. the Oraisa. Yeah. We're okay. in the Oraisa Malchus mode.
Okay.
So what then is left out? So what's the?
So you can't get to Malchus. No, under the, under, but you could. I mean,
no, you could. You could.
Right.
So those.
Like that.
Right. So those Gemaras are. See here, the difference here is that you had an Isser of Chalev, and now I want to know: can it become more Usser? A bug like that Gemara about the bug is there's many Isurim that are in that one bug that already exist. So that's not an Isser. That's not an Isser. That's a naming Isser. This is a: can you develop something to become more Usser? Which is a little bit. I remember I had that same issue, but that, I think I'm pretty sure that's the distinction, right? The other there's another Gemara about that discusses how many malachos can you violate at once, right? Or how many surim can you violate with like if you or how I think there's like if you're plowing on Yontif with Kalayim and Hashem's name is what you're plowing over because the whole thing. So there also it's not that there's a chatzah, that there's one object that you're now adding on Isurim, it's a lot of Isurim that are coming together at once.
So, the eating of the chalav and the cholav
right.
is exactly at the same time.
No, you'd be eating it at the same time, but we're talking about the chatzah.
That's why you don't get malchus for the achilav, you get malchus for the chalav. But it's,
right.
it's a contemporaneous violation, and the bishul occurred beforehand or at a separate point in time. Is that an okay way of understanding it?
No. The reason why bishul sets in is because there's no isser of bishul chelev. There's an isser of bishul basar v'chalev. So it is basar, it's just not going to become more usser because of chalev. Right, but we are saying that it is basar for the purposes of bishul. Okay. However, there is one big detail that has still not been covered yet. Right. With even once we've narrowed it down about nevela and chalav or chalav and chalav, right, and we've talked about right the achila and talked about bishul. Right. What is the one detail that hasn't been covered? Right. No. Which is relevant, right? What are the three surim of basar v'chalav? Hana. So what about so we talked about malchus and you talked about achila, but what about hana? Is there a problem of hana of bas of nevela v'chalav? What one violated the nisra of hana with nevela v'chalav, which is very relevant, as you see on the bottom of the page, right? That is taken off of the Starkey website in their article of relating to pets. Because there is a lot of pet food that is basar v'chalav. Mm-hmm. So is that a problem or is that not a problem? So the Pischi Tshuva on the bottom here of the Shulchan Aruch, so the Pischi Tshuva writes, I am a Dugul Merivava. Who's Dugul Merivava was? I know by now. Who's Dugul Merivava?
Your relative.
My Atta Zaydim. That's right. The Noda Behuda. So I have a Dugal Merivava, which appears also right next door. Piskechu is here. Dugal Merivava is right here on the page of the Shulchan Aruch.
That's your relative?
Yeah. I mean, not parallel.
No. I understand that.
But yeah, my great seventh generation.
That'd be cool.
I am the Dugal Merivava, which is a kasav, and it's also what's even better is that Bob approves. It's not like it's from a Rebbe. Right?
No.
Pure misnagdic stock. So I am the Dugal Merivava, which is a kasav. Ubasar nevela, v'chein v'chelev aser. What about basar nevela v'chein chelev aser? Right. So to fats that are aser. So levashel b'chalav min haTorah v'loka al bishulo, aval be'achila ein bo iser. Right. The basar nevela and so to chelev aser. Right. You're not allowed to cook it, and you get malchus. And so to aser levashel b'chalav v'loka al bishulo, aval be'achila there is no iser of b'basar v'chalav. B'kol ze mevur b'rambam perek tes mimalachas asuros din vav. Fine. Va'omnam im hu iser behana einu mevur shan. Right. What is not clear from there is whether there is an iser of hana. Aval b'feirish hamishnayis b'perek gimel dekrisos. In the third parak of Krisus in the Perish HaMishnayis, Mevur She'eno Aser Behana, the Rambam records that it is not an Isser of Hana. So why is it not? For some reason I thought that he had in more exactly what his reasoning is. Okay, so the Rambam, if you look up, if I read it more carefully, I would have put the Perish HaMishnayis on the page. The Rambam writes something that he himself calls... Yeah, it doesn't say exactly what the learning is. That he something that he himself calls, I will tell you now a nekuda nifla. I will now tell you an amazing idea. What is this amazing idea? So very simply, at least as simply as I can, he tells you that Bishul is an Isser Mosif. Ain Isser Chal Isser. However, if you have a totally another Isser that would come into place, therefore you would have an Isser Bishul, because the veil itself is still meat, and therefore it's a totally separate thing. However, he claims that an Isser of Hana is different than the Isser of Bishul, that while the Isser of Bishul is like a totally separate idea, Hana, he says, is Noveya, comes from the Isser of Achila. That the Isser of Hana and the Isser of Achila are very much related. So much so that he will say that there is no Isser of Hana on Nevela v'chalav, because, first of all, is there an Isser of Hana on Nevela? Anybody know? Is there an Isser of Hana on Nevela? Take the veil, forget about chalav.
No, of course not.
Of course, you could sell it. There are issue with being involved with the selling of the veil, but there is no isra of hana. The pasuk clearly says lechelav tashichunasa. Right, so you're allowed to get hana from the veil, right? So therefore, says the Rambam, there is no isra of achila. Right, but you're not allowed to eat it. So the isra of achila doesn't set in on the nevela. So the Rambam also says that before an Isser of Hana can set in, an Isser of Achila must set in. So because the Isser of Achila doesn't set in on the nevela, why? Because there already is an Isser of Achila, right? That therefore limits the Isser of Hana from setting in as well. That's the basic. That's the basic.
Should never come into play.
What do you mean it should never come into play?
Because you're not going to. Before you get an ah, there's you have the former issue of Bishul in the Vela, so you should never get past
that. Not Bishul. Bishul is a different category. There is an issue of Bishul in the Vela of Achalav. You will have a Bishul issue.
Right.
What he's saying is that Hana and Achila are intertwined. Right, Hana and Achila are the eating and benefit are combined. The only way that there could be an Isser of Hana Basar V'Chalav is if there is first an Isser of Achilas Basar V'Chalav. Right? So in our case, because there is no Isser of Achilas Basar V'Chalav, there is never going to be an Isser of Hana Basar V'Chalav, even though Nevela itself has no Isser of Hana. That's the Rambam's famous Nekuda Nifla, which is how pretty much every year they share.
Why equate Hunah with Achila only, as opposed to selling it or getting some other benefit from it? Hana'ah.
Right.
Could be Achila.
Right.
Because you enjoy it. Or
right.
Could be selling it.
So how did the Rambam know that? So the Rambam brings Rayos. The Isra of Hana'ah is talked about in the second parak of Psachim with regards to Achila. I mean, it's clear that lo, the Lashon of Lo Sochlu sometimes comes to then teach Hana. Right? So they're connected to one another. So that includes all of Hana, whether it's monetary Hana, whether it's smelling Hana, or whether it's pet-related Hana, or all those different things.
Right.
Yes?
You can't eat Nevela.
Right.
On its own right.
Correct.
Is the Rambam saying because it doesn't? There's no specific prohibition of nevela in terms of Bosor Vakala.
Right.
Which I wouldn't have thought necessary because you already can't eat nevela anyway.
Right.
But the Rambam says because there isn't a specific Bosor Vakala of Isser on nevela, you can't then bring in an Isser on Hanah.
Because there's no specific Isser of Achilas. Right. Also, nevela v'chala.
Why do you need a specific Isser in terms of nevela vis-a-vis Basar v'chala when you already have an Isser to eat nevela in its own right? If you can't eat it on its own...
Right. Well, we care, first of all, for Malchus. We would care
okay. In
regards to that.
But you can't eat it on its own, so you can't eat it with anything.
Right. Well, we want to know in terms of Malchus, we get a second level of Malchus.
Okay.
And it's also now, according to this Rambam at least, right, it's then relevant for Hana. Right? It's relevant to learn the din of Hana.
So if there had been a prohibition specifically for Achila with Nevela and Chalav, then you could extend it to Hana.
Right.
Why would there need to be a specific one when you already can't eat it anyway? I guess my question.
You should never get there.
No, you should never get there.
No, that's the point. That's why the Rambam is saying what he's saying. That's.
I thought he's saying you can't get to Hanah because you never got to
Achila. Right.
Specifically, in terms of Basar Chalav.
Right.
Which you didn't need to get because it was already forbidden.
Right.
One step before that.
Right.
So he's saying you can't make an Isser on Hanah for not having a prohibition on something that was already prohibited in a different form.
Correct.
Okay. I wish I understood the concept.
Right.
Except you can have the Isser Bishul, though.
Right. The Isser Bishul is a different category. And the Rambam's Chiddush is that Hanah and Achila are connected, while Bishul is not connected. Now, why that should be? Because there's three separate, psukim. Why would we have that avamina? So there are rayos for it. I did not get it clear in my head. Every time I learn this, you have to get the whole thing clear in your head again exactly. So I did not get it clear what the Rambam's rayos for it were, but the Rambam felt that he had proof for it as well because of other pshatim that he had given. Now the Pischi Tshuva or Dugal Mirvava more precisely, quoted in the Pischei Tshuva, goes on to say that other Rishonim are not going to explain it that way because they don't have the Rambam's pshatim in other places. Right? There he continues and it says, where are we here? The piece of Mavurish Eino Eser Ba'na Ba'achchil Divrei Atosos B'chulim Kuf Aleph V'Divrei Maskel Iser Kolel Shechasu She'Iser Hana Lo Mikri Iser Mosif. Right, ein hechrach l'divrei Rambam. Right, Tosos explicitly doesn't hold that way. Tosos explicitly will say that Isser Hanah is not called an Isser Mosav, and therefore it should be a problem. So that doesn't matter for the Rambam. Sham mikol makom lo matzinu l'hatosos befeir sheyachlaku al dino shel Rambam. However, we don't find anywhere that Tosos explicitly disagrees with the Rambam's pshat here. Sheheicha she'eino aser ba'achila mishum bebasar v'chalav eino Isser b'hanah. Right, that where there is no Isser of Achila because of Basar V'chalav, there also should not be an Isser of Hana. V'lachein hasomech al zeh b'makom hefsid, lo yafsid ad kan l'shono. So therefore, somebody that wants to rely on this Rambam in the place that he would otherwise lost, makom hefsid, lo yafsid. He is not losing out. He does not, meaning you could rely on this, b'makom hefsid. That's how the Dugal Mirvava concludes. He thinks that other Rishonim would not agree with this Rambam and didn't make it into Shulchan Aruch. Forget about not even making it. The bigger raya is that they didn't even make it into the Rambam. Right? Rambam himself doesn't discuss explicitly the case of Nevela v'Chalav. So Dugal Mirvava concludes by saying that he doesn't think that the Rambam said it, but perhaps we should not rely on it unless we have to. Okay, so if you take a look at the English I put around the bottom, so that's from the Starkey website. He explicitly there refer to We're talking about animal food. And he says, other conditions also apply. Combinations of meat and milk are prohibited to be given to pets, only if the combination is forbidden midoraisa, biblically to be eaten by Jews. Both meat and milk are from kosher species. That's how he concludes. Mm-hmm. Meat is from kosher species, regardless of whether it was shefted properly or not. Right? What do you call an animal that is dead that wasn't shefted properly? We call that a nevela, right? So standard meat that you find on the shelf of Gennardi's is nevela. And standard meat that you would find in, I don't know, Chow Time. Give me an animal food.
Purine,
right? Whatever the companies are. So therefore, that would be an issue. Therefore, only if beef and milk are cooked together is it forbidden to feed this mixture to animals. However, it is permitted to feed an animal combination of chicken milk or pork and milk, even if the mixture is cooked. So therefore, they actually give you instructions about labeling. You're trying to ascertain whether what is in a pet food. The question is how accurate the ingredient panel. Since the U.S. government strictly regulates the labeling of pet food, one may assume the labels are correct with regards to the laws of feeding animals. Nevertheless, one must be careful about reading the label. If the label states meat, the source can be cows, sheep, goats, in which case it would be a problem. It could also be pork, in which case it would be okay. So this type of meat is unknown to the consumer. Then it is mixed with milk. The pet food may not be fed to animals. If the meat source is from horses, the label must say horse meat. The food would then be permitted for pets. One should be aware that
caseinate.
What?
It's a milk.
Okay, and whey are considered milk, and animal fat is considered meat. Okay, so one should be this. People should be careful about pets.
So this is not availing itself of the Rambam's.
Right. They are not coming to Rambam's kula. There are you could do a quick Google search of pet food kosher. There are various pet foods that actually have gotten hashkacha. Right, I think the CRC P. Not for par, but for pet, or for D,
that's
for
really
dog, or D, not for dairy, but for dog. Or
these are
things to keep in mind. Yes,
plenty of pet food available for dogs and cats. I mean, having been there, there's plenty of stuff out there.
So if you're over this, who gets the macas?
Who's Hanoi?
You're violating Hanoi.
Dog! Yeah, of course.
However, it's an Isser Sheimo Mesa, so maybe you aren't getting Chayim Lakas, which might be why I wasn't in that Gemara in the first place. There's a lot to discuss on this topic in the terms of the Lamas, but the Mesa, we try to avoid, look at the labels in terms of the pet food. Okay.
Pesach is a
hard.
Yeah,
more for dogs and cats are hard.
Yeah, cats are very difficult.
I've heard about this.
But
yes.
we had our cats. We had fun. We just get fat stuff.
We just get.